If they have a goal, they just have to trust on themselves and know that everything is possible. This country gives you tons of opportunities that is hard to get sometimes in our countries. I do want them to know that things are magical. No, I think there's always happiness coming. So I think when you think you're like the happiest, I think there's some moment that it's gonna be another happiest moment, you know?
All right, welcome to the Rad Dad Podcast. This is episode 40. I have my good friend Felipe Munoz here. We actually met because our wives have been friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I guess we've kind of known each other for years, but recently we've hung out a little bit more and stuff. So just to start off, tell me about your childhood and maybe some highlights growing up.
Okay. Well, I guess it's way different from like a you know, like a story from here, United States.
Yeah.
Because I was from, I'm from Chile, so I grew up there, and I don't know, like when I came here, lots of the kids and stuff like kids will usually have and stuff, well, like kind of like impossible for us to have, but I think we didn't know because all my friends around me, like they had the same as me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun. Like we could enjoy and have like so much fun with just simple stuff, you know, like, and we had a lot, we were really lucky with my family, my cousins, that we had some like property on like south part of Chile. So we could, you know, have the opportunity to go like to a good place when we got to, you know, for like a trip, for like vacation time and stuff. So, school was really different too from here. We have to wear uniforms, you know. Oof. Like, is that right? Uniforms.
Yeah.
And then
that's a lot of Latin America, right?
Yes. Yes. Because I went to Colombia for 2 years, you know, like a missionary too. And, all the people in there were kind of having like the same. So like, I guess like all the countries in, you know, like Latin or like Hispanics, you know,
yeah,
we are probably really, really the same. So
yeah,
school was different. I didn't really love to go to school though, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, school was, you know, great, and family time was great. We didn't have much, you know, but we weren't like poor either, you know. But yeah, we enjoyed it. I mean, I love it. So. Yeah.
So when you were younger, maybe early teenager, what did you think about America?
Oh, so it was just something that we saw in movies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just like America is just the movies. They speak English. Like all the music are, it's most of the music is from there, you know? There's a lot of people that they're listening music from here, you know? And mm-hmm. But yeah, everything's just like, kind of like fake, you know, because you don't really think that you're gonna be there sometimes, especially when you're a teenager, you know. It's something.
Did it feel like a dream?
Yes, because when I grew up and then I decided to come here, it was like a big change, you know.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a definitely like a dream. Yeah,
something. So how old were you when you came to the US?
I was 22.
Yeah. How hard was that decision? Because at that point, you're an adult. You've lived away from your family for 2 years. You kind of know who you are.
Yes, yes.
Talk to me about making that decision.
So okay. So I didn't like, as I say, like I went to school, you know, high school and all that stuff, but I didn't really like enjoyed it. Like I didn't know what I wanted to study, like university stuff. I didn't know what to do. So I went to Colombia for these 2 years, and then I came back. And then I was like, what am I going to do? You know, because that was the time that I needed to decide who I wanted to be, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, should I study this? Or like, and then some friends talked to me about like going to United States and study their English, full this, you know, fill all these papers and applications. And I was like, okay, that's what I want to do. And then when I decided that I wanted to do that, I was like, you know, I prayed a lot, you know, and I went to the temple too. And then I realized that I just had an answer, and And I asked my parents too, and they were okay with it. And they were like, okay, we're just going to be with you on this, you know, so you're going to be good there. And then, yeah, it was kind of fast because after I came back from Colombia, I spent 8 months just trying to save some money, but I was really like, I already decided, I knew what I wanted. I wanted to do that. I got the answer. So I was like, let's just go for it. So,
yeah. It's got to be hard leaving your family again after the mission, right?
Yes. But we felt pretty close too. And then being like far away from the family, knowing that you could use your phone this time and you can video chat makes things so much easier, you know? And I was okay with it, yeah.
So did you have connections here in the U.S. that were able to help you and kind of...
Yeah, so advice? I have my aunts and uncles in here, like from my dad's side of the family, and my dad just called my uncle and he's like, can you take Felipe for a couple of weeks or like a month while he prepares, save some money so he can go to Utah. This was in California,
so you knew you wanted to come to Utah.
Exactly. Yes, okay. I was sent to California. I just can like work a little bit. And then I saved some money, and then I came back here came to Utah for my first time. So
okay,
yeah. So that was the connection, my uncles and aunts. So
when we first met, you knew English, but you were not confident.
Yeah, no. And sometimes it's like times that I like right now I feel pretty good, you know. But when there's like tons of people around, you know, and. Everybody's speaking in English and telling all these stories, you know, I'm kind of like really quiet. I don't really, you know, give my opinion. I don't know if I'm afraid of it. I'm just quiet. I guess in English, I'm a little different
because it's in hard Spanish, to express I can just, yourself.
Exactly. Yes. Same. Yes. In Spanish, I can just talk forever, you know, I just don't feel like I could, you know, add too much to the conversation if I do it in English, but
Real quick, just tell me the story of meeting Cammy.
I came to Utah to study English, so that's why from California to Utah. And then I needed to, you know, like I wanted to meet some friends, you know, go out. Everything was super new to me. Everything feels like a movie, you know, like this time I saw the movie and then I was in the movie. So it was really good.
Was it like really exciting or kind of scary?
No, it was great. Like everything, like every corner, the street, how clean the street was, you know, how people will be speaking food? In English the whole time. Yeah, the food was amazing, you know.
Awesome.
And people also looked really different, you know, there's a lot of blonde people here and stuff. Yeah. So everything was great. So I was studying, you know, learning a lot of English. Because I didn't know anything by that time. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't have much money because I saved some money in California. And then I came here and I didn't have much. Like from Chile to United States, I just came here with $5. And I borrowed $1,000 to be able to pay the first semester, you know. And then that's I went to California. I saved like maybe $4,000, like $3,000, $4,000. And I came here like I got some stuff to do. And then when I decided that I wanted to have fun, and this is answering your question, I just wanted to do what's the cheapest, you know?
Yeah.
So I went to Salsa Club in BYU, which is free.
Yeah.
And that's where I met Cammy.
Okay. Yeah.
Whole story, just to tell you, that's how I met her.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. Yeah. So we'll get a little bit more into that. But just to rewind a little, do you remember the first time you thought about being a dad?
And I think it was in Chile. Like I knew somehow.
So pre-marriage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, like somehow the church teaches you, like someday you are gonna be a dad. Someday you are gonna have a family, and at some point when I was maybe 18 or 17, something like that, I thought about having a family, and I wanted that. You know, it's something that I always wanted.
Yeah.
So
how did that perspective change or grow when you met Cammy?
Oh, like a lot. Because when I thought about being a parent, I still thought that that everything was going to happen in Chile. And when I came here, I was like, okay, that wasn't like really part of my plan at the beginning. And then I came here and I was like, be a parent here could be way easier than could be in Chile. So I was really excited, and I knew that I could do it. But I was really nervous too, you know, because you don't prepare yourself enough to be a dad until you are a dad, you know?
Yeah.
So
no one, yeah.
And,
no
and it's still like you learn, prepared. You know, I'm still learning how to be a dad, you know?
Yeah, me too. So, me too.
Yeah.
Talk to me about dating. I mean, cultural differences, was that hard?
At the beginning, it really was, but yeah, it was hard and exciting at the same time, because I knew that I just wanted to date like girls from United States, you know, but I didn't know any English, you know, or my English wasn't good enough at that time, mm-hmm. you know, so I just had a hard time too. I had fun too, and I went to dates and stuff, but the English was really hard for me because I couldn't get, you know, too far.
So how'd you find out that Cammy speaks Spanish?
Oh, because...
Did you approach her in Spanish?
Yeah, the same way, because okay. I couldn't explain myself good enough. Mm. And she was like, oh, I also speak Spanish because we serve a mission too. And then everything went much easier since she said that she spoke Spanish. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so how long did you guys date before you were married?
Cammy knows this better than me, but probably 7 months or something.
So it was pretty quick.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. Yeah.
I mean, normal for Utah, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes. But yeah, I know a couple of people that they are dating forever. But
yeah.
But yeah, we felt good, you know, and yeah, we got married. So,
Did you have, while you were dating, did you two have conversations about your future kids, the way you want to raise them, where you want to raise them?
Yeah, I remember we wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
But by the time we were married, I think we got like a year or like 2 years married without having any kids, you know. And I knew I wanted to have kids, but Cammy, you know, she started like, should we have a kid, you know? And I was like, yeah, we could have a kid.
You were all for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I was excited. And by that time, we were also living with my in-laws. So... money wise it was really, and you know, I mean, it was easier, you know, to prepare being a dad, parents, when we knew that we have their support, you know. So
yeah. At what point in this timeline did you start pursuing your business that you currently have? Or I guess let's back up a little. While you were dating Cammy and that, uh-huh. what were you doing for work?
I was working as a painter.
Okay.
Yes, because I couldn't do much at that time, because when you are studying from other country, you just have studying visa.
Student,
you know?
Visa, right?
A student visa, yeah. Yes. So you don't supposed to work, but I couldn't afford paying anything, you know, like I needed food the next day.
Yeah.
So it was
kind of under the table.
Tough. Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So yeah, we did that. And then as I start like painting and learning a little bit more, I kind of like started liking it, getting really good at it, you know. And then at some point when we were like after we were married, then I was just like, okay, I have enough customers that I could just do my own, you know.
So you built up your customer base, and then you, at that point, you were like, I have enough that I can support my family.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, because I was working for a company as a painter, and then winter came, and these really nice guys from Uruguay, they couldn't give me more, you know, projects. So I had to find another things to do, you know, and I found this other company that they hired me to do some mudding, like all the texture and all that stuff, and drywall. And I just learned it really good too. And somehow my mother-in-law, Judy, she started like saying like, hey, Felipe can do this. He can paint, he can do mudding, he can do drywall. So little customers, small jobs doing. And somehow people started liking what I did at some point that I was like, I couldn't do a match on the job that I was working, you know, that I needed to decide it. Do I want to do my own, or should I just still be responsible getting on my job on time, you know? So I was like, okay, I'm just going to quit and do it myself. So
no matter how prepared you are, it's still a big jump to go off on your own, right? It's still scary no matter what.
Yes, because in order to do that, you have to have all the tools, mm-hmm. you know? And I didn't have anything, you know? So I have to spend like, the first time I spent like maybe $4,000 on like all the tools that I needed.
You're like, oh my
you know?
Gosh.
And Cammy was like, did you really like, and I'm like, yeah, I'm serious about this, you know, and I really want to do this.
Yeah.
And somehow I just got better and people start liking it, you know, getting really busy. and you know, by this point, like if there's some tool that I need, I just buy it and it's, and I always know that it's worth it, you know? So, but yeah, that was one of, you know, things that I was kind of like afraid, like investing and be like, should I go for it? You know? So, yeah.
So how do you think your experience in starting a business is different as an immigrant?
Well, for me, it wasn't that hard because I always had the papers, you know, because when I was a student, I changed my status to resident because I married Cami. So I have everything if I wanted.
At that point, you were clear to work.
Exactly. Yes, okay. Exactly. Because I had permission and I had my social security number, you know, and I got everything. So it wasn't like really hard for me to get out that stuff, you know. Plus, Cami helped me a lot because I didn't really know how to fill these papers and she looking on the internet. So she was like a really important part of the business at the beginning because she did all the legal part, you know. I did the hard work. She did all the legal, all the computer and all that stuff. So
did you have any self-doubts? I mean, you're in a foreign country, different language, completely different culture, settings, and you just step in and start a business. Like, to me, that's very scary and intimidating.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you have those doubts?
Yes. Yes. But again, like what I think it made me be more confident about it is like people always like what I did, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess like people, and that's the thing, like I did some work, they pay me and they pay me extra, you know? And then I got different family. They pay me extra again, you know? So it was like people is also giving me tips. So I must do good, you know?
Yeah.
So I must be good at it. So
where did you learn hard work?
With these guys, like I have a, well, actually, I think what made it easier for me, it was since I was a kid, I was a hard worker, you know, like I remember being like 8 years old and we didn't have much, you know, much money on our family and stuff. So my mother had to work, my dad had to work, and, I remember my mother was working like a cemetery selling flowers, you know, for like, you know,
headstones.
Exactly. Yeah. It's headstones. Yeah. And, there was a little like parking spot that, if I went there, I could, you know, like, kind of like direct, like the drivers, like, just park over here and I'll take care of your car. Cause people steal cars there, you know? I was like, I can just take care of the car while you go and do the chopping of the flowers. And they came back and they give me money, you know? Mm-hmm. So I remember being like 7 or 8 years old and already worked. Not because we needed for the family, but because I knew that I was going to be my own money.
Yeah.
So it was a hard work since a kid. And then when I grew up, I helped my dad a lot to do, you know, construction stuff there. So when I came here, it wasn't like unfamiliar, you know, it was kind of like, oh, I already know how to do a little bit of construction.
Yeah.
I learned how to do it here because it's a little bit different, but, I just became good. But I think everything started when I was a kid because I already worked a little bit. So
that's kind of what I figured. I mean, I think it's very important that we teach our kids hard work.
Yeah.
And I also think that it's getting harder to do that.
Yes.
Because everything is so easy. Your kids are going to have a completely different childhood than what you had.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There's no reason for them to go hustle at 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah. I've had this discussion before. It's like, how do we teach our kids hard work? Yes. And I'm still figuring that out.
Yes.
Right. But I do think it's important because look where you're at now because of it.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've seen on social media, these people love to post their morning routine.
Yeah.
You know, and they take like an hour and a half doing their whole morning routine where they do an ice bath and then they wash their face and brush their teeth and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's like, maybe that's important, but I think what's more important is just going to work.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. When in doubt, just go work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you feel pride in where you're at currently?
Yes. Yes. Because, I think I deserve it, you know?
Yeah.
I think my family deserves it. And somehow I just worked so hard in order to be where I am right now. So yeah, I think it's good to have what I have right now. And I'm really grateful and I feel blessed. So,
and you've given other people really good opportunities, right?
Yes, other yes. immigrants. Because when sometimes I get like a big job, you know, something that I need like five guys help me out so I can get things done faster and stuff, I do give them the opportunity to work, you know?
Yeah.
And I have a couple of friends that they are always like asking me like, hey, do you got something that I can help you out, you know, because I really need to do it. So yeah, it helps other people too. So I think, yeah, it's great. Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the difference between people that work and they work hard and they're skilled and what's the difference between them and you who actually took the leap to start their own business?
I think a good step is, and also something to consider is, speak English. Cause I'm not really good at or perfect at English. You know, my English is not that perfect, but I think you have to be good enough in order to go to a house, take a look, take some pictures, do some measurements and talk to the customers and show what you can do, you know, explain them why they want to hire you, you know? Yeah. So I think English is a good part of it. And to answer the question, I think like if other guys can, you know, have that and they know how to work, I think it's something that they could have easily, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Do you feel like your life has gone pretty much how you expected it or?
No. Now that I'm here, yeah, at some point, yes, I'm like, okay, I'm achieving this, you know. But when I was in Chile, no, I don't think I like have this, you know, like
visions. Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to live in Chile, you know.
Yeah.
So
was your original?
I'm getting way more than what I wanted when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, way more. Yeah, way more. So
was your original plan to just come learn English and then move back to Chile?
No, I knew that I wanted to get married.
So you knew in your head that learning English would open up an opportunity.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
What that is, you didn't know yet, yes, but yes. Here you are.
And
now.
Also, I didn't know that I could speak it like just like how I'm speaking right now, you know, because I was terrible at English. Because in school, they teach us English, you know?
Yeah.
But it was terrible because I wasn't really a good student.
You just know all the swear words, right?
But yeah, when I started learning it, I really liked it, and I was getting like good results on the tests and stuff.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm doing it, you know.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, okay, I like that. It's going good, you know. So
yeah. So just to switch gears a little bit, your kids are bilingual.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I don't know if I put too much work on it, you know, it's kind of like natural for them. I think who has to do, more work on it, it's Cammy, because it's more natural for her to speak in English because she's from here and all the family's from here and all their, you know, my kids' cousins, they are from here. So they all speak in English. So I think it's harder for her to talk, to remind herself that I have to speak in Spanish to them, you know. But for me, it's just I just speak them in Spanish. So
yeah, I guess that's all. It's not even that hard for you.
I don't do anything.
All the credit goes to Cammy.
Yes. Well, sometimes I think like when they're like talking and they don't say the sentence is good, you correct them. Mm-hmm. But it's something that you do in English with your kids too.
Of course.
You know, like this is how this is the way you say this, you know, instead of this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't work too much on that. So.
I would love for my kids to be bilingual. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I think it does rewire your brain to think differently and critically. Mm-hmm. So it's a very good skill to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. What do you want them to know about your culture and Chile and home?
And this is something that I sometimes mention to Cammy. I do want them to know that things are magical, you know, like they don't get to go to Disneyland because of they want it, you know. It's because behind it there's Cammy supporting me and I'm working for them in order to go there. So I just kind of want them to teach them that you are at work, there's something hard behind everything, you know. So yeah. I just want them to know that, and somehow I also want them to know that that is was hard for me, and I didn't really have what they had. And I think that it will be a good idea if we could live maybe 1 year in Chile so they could go to school there,
yeah,
you know, or any other country so they can see reality. Because I think most of the countries are more like similar to Chile than, you know, than here. Because here, I mean, I'm not saying that everything's perfect and easier here, because people is really hard work here too. But yeah, I would like them to see other cultures, and maybe they'll have the opportunity to know me better,
yeah,
or understand me better,
yeah,
you know, as they grow up. So
that's awesome. Is it important to you that your children understand where they come from, their ancestors?
Yes. Just as I said, like, I think it will be good if they understand where I, you know, came from, and also they can kind of like see the difference between Cammy's family and my family side, you know. So yeah,
talk to me about why it's so important to you and Cammy that your kids are able to travel.
And this is something that I've been thinking lately, because, you know, we started this YouTube channel and stuff. Sometimes I have to work too much that I come home and the kids are already asleep, so I don't have to see them on the day. You know, and sometimes I just gotta be out of town working in Idaho or St. George, you know, and Cammy has to be dealing with three of the kids, and she has to be with the new baby that she was, you know, she was just born. And what motivates me to travel is that I can be with the entire family 24/7, you know, so that's really good, because we can be together all the time, plus we have all these fans, you know. So
yeah, I think from an outside perspective, people see a channel like yours and they're like, oh, this rich family gets to travel all the time.
No, there's right? a lot behind,
but it's a lot. It's way beyond that. It's actually, I think Katie and I kind of have the same perspective. We cherish those moments. Uh-huh. And also, it's very important that our kids, like you talked about, they do see different walks of life.
Yeah.
Different backgrounds.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
And I just think that's really important. So as a business owner, if you were to put together a business plan for being a father, what are the necessities?
Oh, I just want to, like, if it's like a business, you know, you gotta show up and be there the whole time so things get the right way. If I think for like family, thinking like a business, I think will be the same. You just gotta be out there all the time. Try to, you know, show how things needs to get done, or, you know, by you doing good, they can learn just by looking, you know. They can learn by just looking how you do things, you know. And yeah, I think that'll be kind of like the plan. Like, they can learn from you, and then if you are there the whole time, I think things will get better. So I think it's really important for that to be present of a home, you know. I think all the families supposed to have a dad on their house.
Yeah,
I think it's important. So,
what lesson have you learned that has really surprised you about being a father?
I learned like a lot, you know, like, I think I could, be more sensitive about stuff, you know, or like, sometimes like you can have fun with like really simple things, you know, and you can learn from your kids to be more humble, to, you know, like, forgive easily, you know. So I mean, there's probably tons of stuff, you know, but I just feel like I can learn from my kids too, you know, as I live with them. So
I always thought fatherhood would be just years of me teaching my kids things,
yeah,
but it's a lot more opposite.
Like, you learn a lot from them
too? I learn way more than I expected. Even I mean, my oldest is almost 4.
Yeah.
You know, I only have 4 years of fatherhood, and the things I've learned have shaped me and allow me to progress and be a better person, not just dad, but a completely
that's what I want
better
to, I was,
person.
Exactly. Right? Like, you became better. you see things different and you know what is really important too. So yeah, just you're not just becoming a good dad, you just became a good person too, you know. Yeah. So
being someone that does physical labor, you know, I'm sure there are many times where you come home late, you're tired, and all your kids want is your time and attention.
Yes.
Is that hard for you to find that energy, or what do you do to make sure they feel loved?
So sometimes it could be hard if you're like really, really tired, you know. But when I'm like the most tired is when they also are asleep, so you don't get like to be with them. Mm-hmm. But when you got earlier and you're also tired, you get excited too because they are just waiting for me. They give me hugs. So they'll just hide so I can just, you know, like find them and stuff. Yeah. So yeah, as soon as I come home, I just have a little bit of this, you know, amazing time. And it's magical that they are like just waiting for you. They hide and they want to give you a hug and kisses, you know. So
yeah,
it's special. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get a lot of that. So
what do you look forward to most in the next 10 years?
What I look for?
What do you look forward to? Like, what are you most excited about?
It's in the next 10 years, you said? Well, I just like
You're going to have teenagers.
Yes. But I think now we have 3 kids.
Yeah.
And if Cammy allows me, I want to have more, you know? So I just see this, especially in Utah, all these families, big families, like 7 kids or 6 or even 5, you know?
Yeah.
This is a lot for some families. That's a lot. For some moms, it's a lot. But I really want to... I kind of like that, you know. That's something that I would like to be, you know, in 10 more years, you know, have more kids and try to enjoy them and be their friends. You know, it's hard to be a friend because you need to be a dad instead of a friend, you know. But I kind of like want them to feel that they can tell me stuff, you know. I want to be their friend. I want to be in shape so you can kind of like work with them, or you can do all the sports that they want to do, you know. You can be as good as them, you know.
Yeah. So it scares me to death to think about, you know, when my kids are growing up, and I don't know, I just have this major fear that I won't have the energy to participate in their lives.
Yes.
To play catch, to wrestle, exactly. You know.
Yes, exactly.
That's very important to me, and that's actually the main reason I go to the gym.
Yeah.
Because I refuse to be lazy through my kids' childhood.
Exactly, yes, yes.
Because they get one childhood, and I'm not going to ruin it.
Yes, exactly. And I think about that, and also, this is just, we're talking about maybe 10 years forward, but maybe 20, 30, something. I want to be still feeling good physically, so I can be playing with the grandkids, you know. Yeah,
you can enjoy
them. Exactly, yeah. So I don't want to be sitting down, you know, and not have the energy to play with them. So I think...
I haven't thought that far ahead, but you're right.
Yeah, no, I thought about it, yeah. But yeah, so...
What do you do to take care of yourself?
So, I just go to the gym. I wasn't, like, really good, like, making decision about, like, what I eat or what I, you know, drink and stuff. So lately I've been drinking a lot of water, you know. I just really want to go to the gym. I want to start doing more cardio too, so I, you know, kind of improve my
Isn't
heart.
Isn't painting cardio?
Well, that's the thing. Like, people say, like, you know, sometimes you're on shape or like you don't really get fat, you know, and stuff like that. And if I don't really go to the gym, I think I still, my job will be active, you know, like sanding ceilings, or like going up to the ladder, going back, or just sitting on scaffolding, you know, that still makes you active, you know?
So, I think it's harder for blue collar guys that work, you know, physical jobs. I think it's harder for them to go to the gym.
Yeah. What's a blue guy?
Blue collar, like the trades. You know, plumbers, HVAC, painters, concrete
guys. Yes,
yes,
yes, yes.
All the guys out there working.
Yes, yes. Okay.
I think it's harder.
Yeah.
Because you're already tired.
Exactly.
Whether you go in the morning, you got to go to the gym and then go to work. You go at lunch. Like, you go after your shift.
Yes. I think
it's hard.
It's hard. But I think what makes the situation a little easier for me, it's I'm the company, you know, like, I'm the boss, you know. It's just my own, so... I don't really have to explain when I'm going late, you know, so I can just decide or just ask the people, like, I'm just going to be Is it okay if I just be there at 10 a.m. instead of like 8, so I just could go, you know? Or I can just leave the guys work there and I can leave earlier and then I could go to the gym. So yeah, I think it's easier just because I'm the owner of the company, you know, but I see how it could be different and hard for other guys. Yeah.
I think it's a hard decision for a lot of men out there to take that step and go to the gym. Mm-hmm. But beyond the physical gain, for me at least, it's very healthy for my mental, right? Yeah. That's my escape. I work from home. I'm sitting here in my office, you know,
but yes.
I know I get that 1 hour a day to go release some steam, to just get things off my chest, to go be totally focused on a task.
Yeah.
And that's therapeutic to me. That helps me quite a bit.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
Have you experienced the same thing? Or is it all just...
I always feel better after you go to the gym, you know? Because it's true. You have that time that you were alone, so you could, you know, think or, like, rest, you know? Even though you're working, your mind is, you know...
And I want to make sure my kids see that. Like, when I go to the gym every day, I tell Lincoln, hey, I'm going to the gym. Yes. He knows dad goes to the gym every day.
Yes, me too, yes.
I don't want it to be, you know, where my kids grow up scared or intimidated of the gym.
Yes.
Or athletics or
yes, I kind of want to, you know, like I want them to see that too. And I think we have achieved it at some point because Emmett is really good at doing push-ups. He can do like 30, like good ones, you know.
How old is he?
He's 5. That's and for crazy. Other kids, it's hard to do push-ups, but he does them really good, you know, just because he sees, he's looking what I do.
Yeah, he's watched you, and I'm sure you taught him.
And then I just get this bar pull that you hang on the door so you can do pull-ups. And when my kids see me doing that, they just both want to do it, you know, so I help them. But I think, it's good. It's important for them to learn that they have to take care of, you know, their bodies and mind too.
So, yeah. So how do you approach your kids differently from Emmett to your girls? Because I have a daughter now. I thought I was...
That's right.
Yeah. I thought I was doing pretty good, you know. I know boys. I have 3 brothers.
Yes.
I know boys. But when I found out we were having a girl, I was like, whoa. I don't know what to do.
Yes.
You know, so I'm still trying to navigate that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. But... I think it could be harder with Emmett just because he's older and he's a boy. But
Are you the oldest?
No, I'm the middle. We're 3 siblings.
Okay.
But I'm the middle. So, but I do have a sister and then I have a younger brother too. So, yeah. But yeah, no, it's something that I'm still figuring now. Yeah, how to be different and learning. Because now they're pretty similar because they're just so small. But I guess it'll be way different when they get to be teenagers.
Yeah.
And that's where probably I'll be learning.
Me more. Too, man.
Yes. So,
Sometimes it's just hard for me to be sensitive and to remember that they're just kids and they process information differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think our kids absorb our emotions.
Yeah.
Even if we don't, you know, lash out and yell.
Yeah.
Like I swear Lincoln knows when I'm frustrated inside.
And yeah. They
like lately he goes, he'll tell Katie, dad's mad at me. And I haven't even said anything yet, but I'm like, oh, he can feel it, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've experienced that, but it's kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah. They kind of tell, they know, they know when, you know, you get frustrated or a little bit mad, you know? And then when we try to correct them, they say, papá se porta mal. You know, which means he's not having a good behavior, you know, because we tell them like, te está portando mal. So when we try to correct them or like teach them how to do stuff, they're like, tú te estás portando mal. So yeah, they could tell and they know. So
yeah. Do you think the happiest you've ever been is the happiest you will ever be?
Ask me that again.
Do you think the happiest you've ever been is the happiest you will ever be?
No, I think there's always happiness coming. I think there's a... Because life surprises you, you know? So I think when you think you're like the happiest, I think there's some moment that it's going to be another happiest moment, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I remember when my kids were born, Emmett's born, it was amazing. So I thought, okay, I've gone through this, I cried. It was really good, you know, be there, my first kid, you know. And I thought for my second kid, it wasn't going to be that emotional because I already experienced it. but it was just the same, you know? So I was happy at that moment, and I thought I couldn't, you know, get that the happiness again. But then when Beth was born, the same, and then Millie, the same thing, you know? So I think there's just, life is just gonna give you all more of those moments. So,
yeah. I wish I had more of that mindset in my life. Mm-hmm. Not about my kids being born, but more just about, you know, life is magical.
Yes.
And I don't know where that comes from, but sometimes I feel like we lose it as we get older. We lose the ability to dream like a child, mm-hmm. you know? But I also think it's important that our kids still recognize that we can dream.
Yeah.
And the world is magical.
Yeah.
Experiencing things for the second time through my boys' eyes has been very special to me. Mm-hmm. Like, we just went to Disneyland 2 weeks ago and he mm-hmm. discovered what pirates are because we went on the pirate yes. ride. And, you know, I haven't thought about pirates in years, but he thinks they're so cool. So yeah. I'm like looking at pirate costumes and pirate swords and everything. Yes. You know, it's just, it's fun to be excited like a kid.
Yes.
Along with my kids. So,
yeah.
I want to know what your message to, I guess, immigrants that have a dream of coming here and creating a life for themselves. What's your message to them?
I think they just got to go for it. Yeah. Because this country gives you tons of opportunities that is hard to get sometimes in our countries. So I think if they just want it, they just should go for it. But at the same time, coming here must be or could be really difficult for some other countries than Chile. But I think if you just really want it, you just got to do it. And then, if you just get here and you're just a hard worker and you believe in yourself, I think you're just going to be whatever you want, you know? So
you were obviously committed because you recently became a U.S. citizen, right?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that journey. Cause from what I understand, it was pretty hard.
Yeah, but for me, again, I don't think it was like that hard because the same thing, I just came here with a student visa and then I became a resident. And then after you were just married for a couple of years, you can apply to be a citizen and then you just became a citizen. You know, so it wasn't hard for me, but I could see how it could be hard for other people because when I was getting out this part of like the citizenship, you know, when we were like in the reunion with all these people that got the same thing as me.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people were crying, you know?
Yeah.
Like they were like, I'm so happy about that moment.
Don't they have you pledge allegiance? Like you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
There's some point in this reunion that some people can just go on the front and they can just say a few words, you know? There were people like saying how hard that was for them. But for me, it wasn't because it just came kind of like natural, you know. As I, you know, stay here, I just needed to kind of like wait more than anything because I could always travel and all that stuff. So,
yeah. So you have a U.S. passport now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And was that decision, did you have to think on it for a bit or did you know that's what you wanted to do?
Yeah, no, I just wanna. Yeah. I just wanted it. Yeah.
And does that create more opportunities now that you have?
I don't think so. Maybe I can go to more countries without having a visa than in Chile. True. But now there's some countries in South America that I need to get a visa. Mm. So like my friends and I were just planning on my cousins were planning on having this trip to Venezuela, and I'm probably just have to. Had a harder time than them because I need to get a visa to go there now. So
gotcha.
So stuff like that. But
So if you could go back in time and talk to 20-year-old Felipe, mm-hmm. what would you tell him?
I'll say, maybe like that you're doing right. You know, you're gonna get keep dreaming big. You know. Or like you're just gonna get whatever. Because what happened to me, just like in the beginning of the conversation, I kind of like dream big, but I didn't know because I had kind of like, had like a roof.
Yeah.
Until I came to United States, like I just broke that roof. So just I'll say, just keep dreaming. You're just gonna get, you deserve it. So awesome. I'll say that. Yeah.
My last question is, if there's one message you could leave with your kids when you're no longer here, what is that message?
This is something that I never thought about, you know. But they have to trust themselves, and they can just kind of like the same. They can just, if they have a goal, they just have to trust on themselves and know that everything is possible, especially if they were born in the United States. So,
yeah,
they could just be and be whatever they want, and they can be whoever, if they want to study something and be like a professional, they can just make it. So
yeah. Awesome. I love that.
Believe in themselves. Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts and insights and stories. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Proud to call you friend and proud of you as a father.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Cool. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yep.